Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 492 slide. Visible translated text is as follows when I left Friday night. I left Friday night at 6:30. I didn't go to the factory on Saturday morning. I have never timed Mr. Dot Frank entering those orders. I said I guess it would take him 30 minutes to actually enter them. After entering them, he mustn't transcribe and acknowledge them. The initials HH on these orders, defendants exhibits 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, means Miss Hattie Hall, the stenographer. HGS. On these regulations, defendants exhibit 25 to 35 inclusive, are my initials. Means that I checked the order and O.K. quote, D it and it's gone. Miss Hattie Hall wrote the letters acknowledging the orders. I know that because the letter has the letter HH dictated by. We haven't any regular way of acknowledging. Some orders are acknowledged before they are ever touched. There is no certain first step. It is not necessary that they should be entered on the book first. One step doesn't hinge on the other. If Hattie Hall had anything to do with writing these things, it was done Saturday morning. The orders must also be transcribed from the order to the requisition sheet. The average sheet was the only sheet that had not been worked on Friday that I found had been worked on when I got back there. It had not been touched on Friday, and I had not given any data for it when I left. The data I had to get up for it was the flat production, the packing room production, the tips. I get that from this packing room report, Defendant's Exhibit 4. The handwriting is that of Miss Eula May Flowers, the forelady. When I received that report, I had to accumulate all the data, penciled it, and transferred it to the pencil sheets here, Defendant's Exhibit 7. These three sheets are the only thing connected with the packing room for the week of April 24th. I wrote the figures Wednesday night, and Mr. Dot Frank did it Thursday. Mr. Frank had to add two lines to the sheet. He could get those from Miss Flowers' report just as well as I could. The figures on the bottom of the page are his. All the writing on this sheet is mine except the last two lines at the bottom, which are his, Defendant's Exhibit 7. On that sheet, yes, there are just 11 figures.